Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to be opening tonight, or continuing tonight, with Psalm 136. One of the ancient words that we have received from Scripture is the injunction to give thanks in everything. Psalm 126. So for those of us who are joining us on Instagram, on MixLRO, on YouTube, you're welcome to day 14 of the October-November installment of Hallelujah Challenge 2022. And God has been faithful. Psalm 126. If you're at home, you can open your Bible so we read together. Hallelujah. 136. Once you go, I'll read and then you respond. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords. To him who alone doeth great wonders. To him that by wisdom made the heavens. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters. To him that made great light. The sun to rule by day. The moon and stars to rule by night. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn. And brought out Israel from among them with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. To him which divided the Red Sea in two parts and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea. To him which led his people through the wilderness. To him which smote great kings and slew famous kings, Sihon king of the Amorites, and Og the king of Bashan, and gave their land for an heritage, even an heritage unto his servants, who remembered us in our low estate and hath redeemed us from our enemies. Who giveth food to all flesh? Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven. Everyone, wherever you are, want us to lift up our right hands and our left hands. Lift up your hands and just give God thanks with your words. Lord, I give you thanks this very night. I give you thanks this very night because your mercy endureth forever. I give you thanks because your mercy endureth forever. Lift up your hands and give him thanks. Lord, we give you thanks because your mercy endureth forever. Your mercy endureth forever towards us. 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 We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We are grateful unto you. We are grateful unto you. Give God thanks wherever you are. Give God thanks wherever you are. Thanksgiving is the protocol. Thanksgiving is the protocol with which we enter into his presence. We enter into your presence this very night with thanksgiving. We enter into your presence this very night with thanksgiving. We enter into your presence this very night with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for January. Thank you for February. Thank you for March. Thank you for April. Thank you for May. Thank you for June. Thank you for July. Thank you for August. Thank you for September. Thank you for the month of October. And thank you for November. We give you praise, oh God. We are grateful unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I want us to be very deliberate with thanksgiving even as we start. God has been faithful to us. God has been faithful. God has been faithful through one of the proofs of God's faithfulness is the work that he does through the Hallelujah Challenge. For the manifestation of his power, for the salvation of souls, for healing, for miracles, for the awesome things that God is doing in the life of people. everywhere around the world. So we're going to lift up our voice and say, Father, we thank you for the Hallelujah Challenge. Thank you for what you are doing through the Hallelujah Challenge. For every soul you have touched, for every life you have saved, for the transformation that you have wrought, we give you thanks. We give you thanks. We are grateful unto you. We do not take it for granted. Let's be very deliberate with our thanksgiving. For everything that you have done, every life you have touched, we are grateful unto you. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we're going to open to our scripture for this Hallelujah challenge. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 7. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 7. This is our season of double portion. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61 verse 7. I want us to read together. One, two, go. For your shame, they have not. And for confusion, they shall rejoice. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess their land. Everlasting joy shall be. Can you give us the NLT version? Is that possible, the NLT? Let's take it together. One, two, go. Instead of shame and dishonor, you will enjoy a double share of honor. You will possess a double portion of prosperity in your land. And everlasting joy will be yours. So tell the person by your left, say, this is your season of double portion. If you are joining us at home, tell the person, tell your family member. If you are alone, say to yourself, this is my season of double portion. This is my season of double portion. And I will encourage you that even as we give God praise, even as we rejoice, even when you are not rejoicing before God because you want Him to do something, rejoice in Him in acknowledgement of His personality as the God who is able to do double. Rejoice in Him knowing that this is the God who is faithful to do it. So even without asking Him anything, by rejoicing in Him, you arouse that personality of Him. He will manifest in the personality that you praise Him for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like that tune that the choir was praying. We'll just continue with that. We give you praise. Lord.
Yeah.
Fights the battle. So for the next 30 seconds, I want you to dance in front of your father in any form, any way. Are you ready? Okay, 1, 2, 3. Olorun ti a ko le da lejo o gbe oga o alpha omega alpha omega you are worthy of my praises today. You are worthy of my praises today. Alpha, Omega. Alpha, Omega. You are worthy of my praises today. Hey, you are worthy of oh, immortal God, invisible God, immortal God, how great thou art. Immortal God, invisible God, immortal God, how great. I will exalt you, Lord. Hey. For thou art lifted me above my enemies. Your banner over me is love. Oh, I will exalt you, Lord. For thou art lifted me above my enemies. Your banner over me. Oh Jesus, you are worthy. Savior, thou art worthy. Oh Jesus, you are worthy. Yes, Savior, thou art worthy. Thou alone. Thou alone art worthy to be praised. Thou alone art worthy. Thou alone. Thou alone. Say Jesus. marvelous God. He has done marvelous things for me. What a marvelous God. What a marvelous. He's still doing marvelous things. Everybody say, what my father cannot do, what my mother cannot do, he has done it again. Wait. The things that are impossible, the things that money cannot buy, are the things he has done for me. What my father cannot do, what my mother cannot do, he has done it again. Oh yeah, what a marvelous God.
Tonight, and what God is doing through the Hallelujah Challenge is that
as you praise God, those things in your life that contend with the praise of God in your life, those things in your family, those things in your workplace, those things in your health, those things in your spiritual life that make the praise of God seem like a lie, as you praise God, God arises on your behalf and begins to contend with every of those issues. And he will not stop till he makes a complete end of every one of them. In the name of Jesus. We're going to be praying now Psalm 138. Help us with Psalm 138, verse 8. King James Version, preferably. Psalm 138. Hallelujah. He says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thy own hands. We're going to be praying that prayer for ourselves now. You're going to be praying that prayer for yourself. You're going to be praying that prayer for your loved one, for your family member, for that person on that issue that concerns you, that makes you wonder if God has forgotten you. But God has not forgotten you. But you will call him to remembrance today. We're going to pray and say after me, say, Father, Father, perfect that which concerns me. Perfect that which concerns me. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Can we turn that into a prayer right now? Father, in the name of Jesus, everything that concerns me, concerns my life, concerns my health, perfect that which concerns me. Perfect that which concerns me. Put finishing touches. Aya balanda di abakosia. Bareko sondo brekila. Shekole mokole mambi alagadia. Bare barandi apatusia. Baketele godosia. Bandila bakulebe. Hiya dabashia. Shekete. Baru. Baleki. Bahandi agada. Perfect that which concerns me. Perfect that which concerns me. Perfect that which concerns me. Do not forsake the work of thy own hands. Do not forsake the work of thy own hands. Finish up that which concerns me. Kalabaha. Sherekosobo. Diabaha. Rekondoboho. Mashila mandebo. Bare bare. Shokondi bare. Shekedegede. Ula bandi repatusia. Manchekete legondoboroto. Beroto kopo. Barete. Basha. Bashekete. Bashekede borondo libaha. Mandoshiba. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Now to put context to that prayer, you know, you can build a very fine house, a very strong and solid house with the best of equipment, the best of tools. Inside is well, everything is finished inside. But because that house was not plastered and painted outside, the house looks uncompleted. So any passerby thinks that the house is not finished. When we say perfect that which concerns me, it's not that God has not been doing a work in our lives. In fact, the fact that you are alive to pray this prayer is proof of God's faithfulness in your life. But for many of us, perfection may just be that beautification that will make that thing that you have been seeking for become attractive to you. For Jesus Christ, perfection was the coming upon him by the Holy Ghost. And as he left the wilderness, the scripture says his fame spread abroad. So whatever area of your life where you need, the scripture says we are God's building. So God has been building you. But now it is time for God to perfect it. It is time for God to put that finishing that will attract that thing you have been calling for. That will attract that favor that you have been calling for. So once again we are going to pray, Father, finish up the work that you have started in my life. Concerning my health, concerning my finances, concerning my family, concerning my relationships, my relationship with my friends, my relationship with my family, concerning my relationship with my boss. Perfect that which concerns me. Perfect that which concerns me. Put that finishing touch on that which concerns me. Rebobo roto lebadia. Shanda rekoto logodoba hina kabahia. Shala katala mandi boru sabadia. You are the perfect finisher. Ekoto mia petila kula banske banda urekima kesende boro tosia. Mande kroko tule bia baga tule bararia. Shege, bare katuze, bare kata, manche poton di bradi abadosha, bare kate legedesh, bura bebe bedia, meche kete kete kedosi anda, zankata legede, Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, one prayer point we have been praying repeatedly during this course of the Hallelujah Challenge is about the help of God. About the help of God. There is nothing that can compare with the help of God. If you have all the money in this world, if you have all the properties in the world, if you have all the assets in the world, but you lack the help of God, you are of all men most miserable. There is nothing like... Please help us put 2 Chronicles, the story of Uzziah. We've prayed that prayer. 2 Chronicles chapter 26 verse 15, NLT. We're going to be praying for the marvelous help of God. God will help us. We will finish what he has put in us. It says, and he produced machines mounted on the walls of Jerusalem, designed by experts to shoot arrows. So at that time, Uzziah already had wisdom for machine guns. And hauled stones from the towers and the corners of the wall. His fame spread far and wide. For the Lord gave him what? The Lord gave him what? And he became what? The Lord gave him marvelous help and he became very powerful. Think of whatever area of your life where you suffer weakness. Whichever area of your life where you suffer weakness. God is able to give you marvelous help. God is able to give you power in that area of weakness. He told Jesus Christ, said unto Paul, he said, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. So we're going to pray. Say, Father, Father, grant unto me your marvelous help and give me power to contend to with everything that has brought weakness in my life. Shall we turn that into a prayer? Father, in the name of Jesus, grant unto me your marvelous help. The help of angels, the help of men, the help of creation. Grant unto me marvelous help. Le poro kotuzia, kemandi koru sekia. Marvelous help. I receive your marvelous help. Oh shada mama desia. I receive marvelous help. I receive marvelous help. The marvelous help you granted unto Uzziah by your Spirit. Grant unto us marvelous help. By your word, grant unto us marvelous help. By angelic assistance. Ela baba badesha. Biba bale wodo koloma masha. Bime meketila mama shogodo. Balaba kulebadia. By your Spirit, we receive marvelous help. To become powerful, to contend with every area of weakness in our lives. Bale kosho koto lebadia. Zomo to leboria badosha. Bare koso ndobre kotosia. Baro choto porotolia. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. You know, the scripture tells us that in the last days, let me put up Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43. As we pray the prayer point, on, you know, one of the things we also talked about was God making a way. Now, the idea behind this prayer point is that there are a lot of prayers to pray. But these are the prayer points that God has laid for this time. God has laid for this time. And as we pray them repeatedly, you know, Jesus Christ talked about the woman who went to trouble the judge. He says she troubled him day and night. So as we pray them repeatedly, we pray them repeatedly. God is moved on our behalf. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, in the last days, we know by the word and by scriptures that evil will increase in the world. But we also know by scriptures that where iniquity will abound, grace does what? Grace abounds much more. And you see where double portion makes sense. It abounds much more. You know, when God counts double, he doesn't count it 1 times 2. He says, 1 will chase 1,000. 2 will do what? So the way we are talking about double portion, don't think it's okay, 1 it will not become 2. No, it's exponential increase. And in these last days, as evil increases in the world, the help of God also increases. The help of angels, the ministry of angels increases. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 1. He says, but now, O Jacob, listen. Listen to the word of... Verse 19. For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? Please let me ask your neighbor. Do you not see it? Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. We are going to be praying for God to make a way concerning our lives. And we'll pray this prayer first for ourselves, and we'll pray this prayer for our country. Concerning our lives,
concerning your life. Lord, I want you to make a way. Think of whatever area where it seems that the enemy has built a brass gate against you, has built a wall, has raised up a siege against you. We're going to be praying, Father, in my life, make a way. Concerning my health, the doctors are saying that this is the medical report, but make a way. Make a way through that report. Everything that represents the Red Sea, Lord, make a way through it, like you did before the Red Sea. Rekobo shande regedosha. Make a way in everything that appears to be a wilderness in my life. Barata legedebosho. By your spirit, by your mercy, make a way, oh God. Make a way, oh God. Lord, shoto leberia. Shekoto loboloshiwa. Masenolo, kiva kebo, kulebedia. Bekira, zoto, bari, barete, shoto, tobiata. Beriga, barata bashia. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to be praying for our country. We're going to be asking God to make a way in our country. Please help put up our DPRO prayer so that we merge the two prayer points together. You know, it looks like things are dark, darker than ever. By the time you wake up tomorrow morning and you try to find out the price of dollars, you are trying to wonder, was it not which day here that dollar was 500 or something? But the truth also is that it is usually darkest before the dawn. It's usually darkest before the dawn. And the ears of God are attentive to the prayers of the saints. So let there be no despair. Let there be no despair. God is hearing our prayers. Don't look. He says, can you not see it? When he says, can you not see it? It doesn't mean, can you not see the physical? It means, can you not see the spiritual? Look beyond the things that you see. Isaiah chapter 22 verse 19. Yes. Let's read together, please. Yes, I will drive you out of office, says the Lord. I will pull you down from your high position. And then I will call my servant, Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, to replace you. We'll take the first leg of it. Father, concerning Nigeria, make a way. Drive out of office everyone who should not be in office. The purveyors of evil. The agents of evil. Baliva, Mashende, Boroto, Berida, Mase, Kotoba, Berito, Kopaga, Kepanda, Kiva, Koro. The angels of evil, I am the messengers of evil in this country. Make a way, oh God, in our political system. Make a way in our political system. Kotologo Losia, Mase, Kotologo, Beriana Masia, Kebolo Kototia, Mande, Kala Gabasia. Koshokoto, Ingemesoto Liara, Bareko Chokoto, Bereto Shokoto Bahia, Masoto, Keko Shoto, can you intercede on behalf of Nigeria? Oh Shabaha, Jacoboro, we pray for this country. Make a way, oh God, make a way. Shokoto Logedebasha, shake it up, shake things up. He said, I will shake the nations. He said, I will shake the nations. And only the things which can will remain. Let the things which be not, let them fall away. Let them fall away. Let them fall away. Shoko, para, zoto bokotulia, pedi babandi bakotia, parento bokosunde beke. In Jesus' name we pray. We'll take the second leg of that prayer. You know, we've been praying for the past few days during the Aliyah Challenge. That in the next few days, in the next few hours, in the next few days, in the next few weeks, in the next few months, we will see the mighty hand of God concerning our nation. We will see God begin to replace those who have sat down. And the truth, when we say God replacing them, they may not even be those you can see in your eyes. You know, in corporate law, we have something we call shadow directors. You don't see shadow directors, but they are the ones that control the board from outside. Those shadow directors concerning Nigeria, God will replace them. Shall we lift up our voice to pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, bring forth your servants. Bring forth the Eliakims. The Aladoshinana from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. Bring forth your servants. Replace the messengers of evil. Lord, replace the messengers of evil. In your mercy, replace the messengers of evil. Lekoto Loboshima Mandia. Kesho to Rekosho. Ekoto Mande Rekosia. Every messenger of evil, replace them in the next few hours, in the next few days, in the next few weeks, in the next few months. Replace them, oh God. Replace them in your mercy. Look upon us and show us mercy. Replace them. Replace them. Replace them. Replace them. Move them away in our local governments, in our states, in the federal, in the executive, in the judiciary, in the legislature. We move them away. We replace them. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Nigeria has a glorious future. And nothing, no person, no association, no cabal, no group can hold this country hostage. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're just going to decree against fire outbreaks as we have been praying. Praying against fire outbreaks. We're going to come against fire outbreaks in our cities, in our rural areas, in our markets. You know, every time there is a fire outbreak in the market, people are impoverished. Because a lot of people, market women and people, depend on those markets for their livelihood. Their families depend on those markets for their livelihood. It means that the prices of things will increase. There are a lot of factors that affect it. We're going to pray that in God's mercy, the outbreak, the surge of fire outbreaks in our country, we bring an end to it. If you are not in Nigeria, pray for your country. Because this issue is beyond Nigeria. We've been seeing fire outbreaks even in countries outside Nigeria. We're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against fire outbreaks. We come against fire outbreaks. We cancel fire outbreaks in our homes, in our schools, in our markets, in our churches. We cancel fire outbreaks. Oh Lord, we cancel fire outbreaks. Barekosonto lebodia, shemande brokoto lebodia, banche teke telegadeusia. We cancel fire outbreaks in our homes, in our cities, in our country. We cancel fire outbreaks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, for the sake of everyone who is joining us online, if there's anybody here, you know, we have prayed these prayers, and God is a prayer answering God. God is a God that responds to our praise. So what we are doing is we come together, we praise God in the beauty of His firmament, in the beauty of His holiness. We praise Him. And then we pray, knowing that the God we have praised is too powerful, even for the things we are praying for, that there are nothing in His sight. But it is possible that you are joining us this very night or morning or wherever you are, and you don't know this God. You don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, the messenger, the true and only messenger of God that He has sent. Yes, God is all powerful. God is almighty. He's the creator of heaven and the earth. But to approach this God, you can only approach Him through Jesus, His Son, who He sent to die for you. So if you are listening to us this very night, or you are watching, or this very night, this very morning, wherever you are, you are watching, and you want to give your life to Jesus, you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, personal Savior, wherever you are, I want you to just close your eyes and say these prayers after me. Lord Jesus, I come unto you. I acknowledge your work for my salvation. I believe that you came to earth as man for my salvation. You suffered, you died, you were buried, and you resurrected for my salvation and for the forgiveness of my sins. Your word says that if I come unto you, you will not cast me out. So I come unto you today. I receive you as my Savior. I receive you as my Lord. Make your way and take your place in my heart. Lord Jesus, we pray for everyone who has prayed that prayer. We decree that concerning them, their sins are forgiven. We ask, O Lord, by your mercy, O God, your Spirit will dwell in them and will walk in them to produce fruits of righteousness. That this decision that they have made today, this decision they have made seemingly for very few minutes, will have eternal ramifications for them for good in the name of Jesus. That by your spirit they will not go back to their former ways. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' name we pray. If you pray that prayer, please go to Pastor Nathaniel Bassi's Instagram page. You see a link tree link on his bio. Please click on that link and you see a form, a link that has new converts form. Please fill the form and we'll be in touch with you. We'll reach out to you to just follow you up, to encourage you, to pray with you. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen. We're just going to pray right now and say, Father, we thank you for your daughter that blessed Hallelujah Challenge with a house. We ask that your peace, your love, and your joy will never cease from her household. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we have our journals? Okay, before we take our journals, just to mention for the benefit of those who are joining us online, Pastor Nathaniel was not able to join in tonight because he had to travel for a ministerial assignment. But he's very well with us in spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he'll be rejoining us tomorrow for the Hallelujah Challenge. Hallelujah. So can we just pray for Pastor in 1 minute? Wherever we are, if you're joining us, I want you to just lift up your voice. Pray for God's servant. Lord, we pray for your servant. We ask that you will strengthen him. We ask that you will empower him. Your blessings will not cease from his life, from his family. That this path that you have led him on, it will go from glory to glory. We thwart and cancel every plan of the evil one against his life. Even before they plan it, we decree it canceled. We decree confusion. We decree that you will uphold him. Your oil will ever be on the increase in his life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Now if you want to partner with Hallelujah Challenge, you like what God is doing and you are led to give, please visit the website hallelujahchallengelive.com/partnership. Or just go to hallelujahchallengelive.com, look for the tab that has partnership, and you see relevant information there on how to give. For our international, those who are joining us internationally and who want to give, we've seen your messages and all about giving. Any concerns about giving will be addressed and they are being addressed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do we have our journals? So we're going to sing, see what the Lord has done, and then we'll blow our trumpet.
See what the Lord has done.
Let's pray. Let's give thanks to God. Obrigado.